none of those comments at all taken out of context. None. Oh my God, Arrogant, you are.
I will say this: you do keep it fresh.
Yeah, that's Dave. Dave gets all the credit for it.
High marks to Dave. Yes. High marks.
He is very, very good. Now,
keeping it fresh and fly.
Yeah,
very good.
Dave. Yeah, that's what Dave's known for: fly and fresh.
That's those are my two nicknames back from school.
All right, it will get chilly in the nation's capital at some point, maybe a little bit after us. Are you one of these tough guys? Is it a tough guy couple where you will wait and wait and wait to turn on the furnace? Now, after I visited last year, you have a 12-bedroom mansion. So
Chad, I was born in San Diego.
Yeah.
Turn that baby on. I don't know anything about dealing with the cold. I will say this. We put the heat on at a completely rational time. If it's lower than 40 degrees outside, we keep the apartment 932 square feet, by the way. But one thing that
fake news
makes me a bit odd here in the Mid-Atlantic region. My body temperature runs a little high.
Oh.
I have a rule. I will only put on when in the wintertime, long pants when it gets below freezing. So if it's 37 degrees outside, I will still
get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, honestly, I'm sending help. Well, you're an adult. Okay? I mean, you're 84, 85. I forget. I mean, you will not put on pants until it's 32 degrees.
Yeah. So I will wear shorts outside. I'll wear a nice jacket, to keep my chest warm. But the rest, so there were times when the kids were young, and they remember this, not so fondly, but they do
embarrassed,
remember.
Embarrassed, I think is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, they really made, because their dad was like a nutso. So,
is, I think, is the word, not was, just trying to help you out.
Yes, it is, exactly. Snow day, and I'd be the only one.
Okay, so Dave, Major has informed us he lives just blocks away from the CBS studio in the nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
So in a few weeks, it's going to be maybe 52 degrees. And you're going to see a man who's 63 years old wearing a very dapper sport coat.
Yes.
White or blue shirt. I'm a blue shirt guy. I like the blue shirt more, but I think Major's more of a white shirt guy. A nice tie, and then jorts of some sort. I mean,
cut-offs.
Cargo pants.
Cargo shorts.
Really, really current.
I mean, he's got cargo shorts on. I mean, my God.
And all the pockets are spoken for.
Oh, exactly. Got a hammer on there.
Yes. Big fat tape measure. Yes.
Oh my God, that is tremendous. Okay.
A multi-bit screwdriver. Remember that? The kind you turn around.
Of course. I also want you to explain what a weekend this is for you, because you, San Diego, the little brother.
Yeah.
You get big brother. You get big brother.
Whatever.
Okay, you, the little kid, the little runt off to the side.
Whatever.
Kind of the kid, Dave, wearing the pictures. You'd rather not take a picture with that kid, but you have to. It's the whole family picture.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, do we have to? Can we get a couple shots? Yeah.
You try to block him out as best you can.
Exactly. Now you get to take on good-looking Hollywood, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself going out in 3-4? How quick is this series going to end?
When we speak next week, the Padres will have advanced to the National League Championship Series.
Is that a guarantee?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or else? Is there an or else?
No, it's just what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, was it 2 years ago that they took the Dodgers out?
We took care of business, and we will again.
And
we're a better team this year. We're a better team, and we have no fear. We have no fear of the Dodgers whatsoever.
Well, considering you traded Soto off what last year was an underachieving team.
Vastly underachieving team, yep.
Right. And in the second half, I think I have this right, best record in baseball, the Padres.
Yep.
It will be.
Yeah, the team is really gelled, and what you need in the playoffs. I know last night's Pete Alonso's home run in the ninth was electrifying. Home runs are incredibly helpful in the playoffs, but what you need is constant contact, generate runs all different kinds of ways. We have power. We strike out less than any team in Major League Baseball. We have one of the highest batting averages as a team with two strikes. We have good, solid starting pitching and a very deep bullpen. Those things all add up well in the playoffs. I like our chances.
I would like you to apologize after I read this tweet because I get most of my information from Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's good. She is kind of my benchmark. She is she's my Walter Cronkite.
Right. And she's a truth teller. I get it.
Yes, yeah. She's my kind of where my soul is and my brain matching together. Mm. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I don't know why you haven't reported this for years. But Marjorie Taylor Greene today at 6:37 a.m. Yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. Why haven't you been telling me that the government, in particular the Democrats, have been controlling the weather? Why have you been holding out on me?
They, you know, and that's it's always the royal they.
Yes, it is. Yes,
they. Who's the they? This wispy, miasmic, hard to define they. What is it? It's in the space. It's in the ether. It's a cloudy, undefinable construct. They are against us. They do the things that make us unhappy. They don't satisfy all of our desires. Oh, come on, please.
If you didn't know, you would not believe for 1 second. She is a member of Congress and an influential member of Congress.
In part because she has an audience. I don't know how long that audience will persist, but she has an audience for now. And again, this is one of those things where there is science about seeding clouds and trying to do things to accelerate patterns. That's not untrue. So like with so many things in this space, in this fabulous concocted world, there is at one level some shard of believability or previous fact. Like, people have paid attention to and thought about and wondered about, can you do anything if there's a drought situation to change the intensity of clouds or anything like that? That is fundamentally different than what she's talking about. I don't even know what she's talking about in the sense that, what, the government decided that this was now the time to kill more than 200 people to create the largest structural and infrastructure damage since Katrina.
Sad.
To foist on the federal government tens of billions of dollars of costs and to wreck communities throughout Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, parts of Virginia, and Florida. That was the government's to-do list for last weekend. What?
Yeah. It's insulting.
No. What the simple truth is, we've talked about this before, and I had a kind of brief essay on this on our America Decides program on CBS News 24/7 Monday. Weather patterns are changing, and the most routine victims of the rapid intensification of storms are people who live in rural America.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Their wages are comparatively smaller. Their infrastructure is more brittle. And the wherewithal to help them rebound in the immediate aftermath and over the long term is less prevalent. All of these things are realities. And when insurance rates go up, rural America has the hardest time paying for them. All of these things are true. They're falling disproportionately on red America, okay? This is a reality. We need a national conversation about how are we adapting? How are we improving the ability for people in these areas to get insurance, to have infrastructure that's fortified to take these new storms on so people can continue to live and thrive? That's what we need to be talking about, not some made-up they who's controlling the weather.
And by the way, I'll add, and I saw this on Mediaite, her now frenemy, Laura Loomer, going back to the Iowa caucuses, said this. We all know Nikki Haley has lots of friends in the defense industry and the military-industrial complex. She's losing in Iowa, and now Iowa is set to be hit with a once-in-a-decade blizzard. Is the deep state using something called HARP to rig the caucus? That, seriously. Let's pause on the brilliance offered up by these two. More from Major in moments on CCO.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right back with the fabulous Major Garrett. Again, apologize for the voice. A little under weather today. It's 12:51 on CCO. So a couple days ago, we had news on Jack Smith, Donald Trump, Judge Chutkan, with the filing in the election interference case. No surprise, Donald Trump, highly critical of the entire process. Witch hunt, probably said witch hunt 500 times in the first day after this. But I ask you this, because I have consumed and read from other more objective, either political or legal minds, who did wonder about the timing. I mean, here we are when it came out. It was October 2nd. We're 30-some days away from the election. Normally, the Department of Justice tries to stay away. We obviously know in 2016, very late, when all of a sudden Anthony Weiner and his computer and Hillary and information and jumping back into that story. Were you surprised in any way that this information came out the way it did?
No. So just to remind ourselves, the Trump lawyers, as is their right, have sought repeated delays in all procedural maneuvers in this case, up to and including taking the question of immunity, presidential immunity, to the Supreme Court. Upon the Supreme Court handing down a verdict, or a ruling rather, not a verdict, a ruling that said there are wide areas of immunity for official conduct of a president and certain areas of private conduct that are not covered by immunity and therefore subject to criminal prosecution, the case was sent back to the judge and to the special counsel, who had to redraft the entire indictment in accordance with the Supreme Court ruling that Trump hailed at the time and sought as a matter of protecting his rights under due process, all of which is legitimate. Those delays created the timeline under which we are under. And when Jack Smith filed his response last week, it was clear, and the judge made it clear, that parts of it would be made public in the not-too-distant future. And remember, there is a Justice Department imperative internally that says you cannot launch an investigation against a political candidate close to an election. There is nothing about the Justice Department rules or regulation that says ongoing cases, of which this is one, have to be in any way altered because of a political campaign. That would be ridiculous. It's an ongoing case. And if Trump didn't want the Supreme Court answer and wanted to get this case into court right away to prove and vindicate his innocence, he had that option. He chose not to exercise that option. He chose all other due process rights afforded to him to delay. He has delayed pushing this ever closer to the election. The timing of this is in accordance with his rights and the exercise thereof. Jack Smith had to respond to the Supreme Court ruling, and then the judge had to put the public parts of it in the public realm so they could be judged as the case goes forward, as it will. Trump is at least half responsible. Now, if you really, really want to be critical, he is entirely responsible for the evidentiary part of this case, why it's a case in the first place.
That is correct. The most important
but
point.
Secondarily, just for the due process part, because everyone has these rights, you can ask for delays and consideration, and I have no problem with that. And when the Supreme Court handed down its ruling, I was part of our live coverage with Jan Crawford, and we both said something that has been proven to be more true than many people thought at the time. And Jan Crawford took the lead on this. She said, look, this is not the blanket immunity that some people are already branding this as. There will be openings here, and Jack Smith will find them, because not everything a president does is official. And if you do things that are explicitly as a candidate or as a private citizen in engaging with other private people, not White House people, that's wide open terrain, which is exactly what Jack Smith's brief says. When you engage with people outside of the White House, as Trump did, and when you're doing things that have no official relationship to your job and in interfering with the state procedures of conducting and certifying election, nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere in our law does that say that is a presidential power. You can be prosecuted, and that's where we are.
I have about 60 seconds left. Barack Obama is going back on the trail.
Yeah.
Does he still have the same juice and power he had, let's say, 4 years ago?
No. No, but he doesn't hurt. He helps. He's a headline grabber. He has a kind of important resonance within Democratic constituencies and African-American constituencies in particular. But there's a big difference. Harris is running to enlarge and improve upon and finish the homework left unfinished of the Biden administration. And anyone in the Biden administration will tell you the Biden administration was more aggressive on middle class and aspiring middle class Americans and spent more and did more and oriented themselves to those fundamental economic needs of those Americans than the Obama administration. So Harris is not a reach back to Obamaism. Harris is an enlargement of Bidenism. And that's going to be one of the central questions voters are going to have to answer in this campaign. Do they want more of Bidenism or less?
One last piece of advice. Put some pants on occasionally. I mean, not all the time, but just occasionally.
Yeah. When it's 31 degrees.
31 degrees. Okay. I need to see a picture when it's in the 40s of you walking across the street. Sport coat, shirt. How about 5 seconds? Dress shoes, yes or no, with the shorts?
No. Never.
Okay, Dave, that's where he draws the line.
I have standards.
Jack. How dare you?
What do you think I am, a nut?
Yeah. Go Padres, man.
Go Padres.
All right, talk to you next week. Major, your Lindus construction time check is 12:58. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity for Marvel Windows. Yes, Shillette is next hour, but it's at 1:35.